the Agile brand.
Welcome to Season 6 of The Agile Brand, where we discuss marketing technology and customer experience trends, insights, and ideas with enterprise and technology platform leaders. We focus on the people, processes, data, and platforms that make brands successful, scalable, customer-focused, and sustainable. This is what makes an Agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advising Fortune 1000 brands on MarTech, marketing operations, and CX, best-selling author and speaker. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full-stack technology services, talent services, and real-world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that my latest book, Priority is Action, 7 Principles for Better Strategies, Decisions, and Outcomes, is now available. In it, I give ideas and insights for leaders and teams that need to make meaningful progress on their priorities. After all, our priorities are what we do, not what we say we'd like to do. You can find Priority is Action on Amazon or learn more on my website, gregkilstrom.com. Now let's get on to the show. So we are here at the Javits Center in New York for the 2024 National Retail Federation show, and I'm thrilled to be talking with my guests today here at the Algolia booth. Recently, Zenni Optical, the world's leading online eyewear retailer with more than 50 million frames sold worldwide, chose the Algolia AI search platform to improve its customer experience and elevate its position as a leading destination for online prescription eyewear. This change helped contribute to a 34% surge in search revenue, amongst other benefits. Today we're going to talk about the power of search in improving the customer experience and in generating greater revenue. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome David Ting, Global CTO and General Manager at Zenni Optical. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about this with you. Why don't we get started with you giving a little background on yourself as well as a little bit about your role at Zenni Optical.
Sure, so I started at Zenni a year and a half ago. I came from the tech industry, so I've been building SaaS software, a lot of the back-end technical architecture. So it's really nice to have over decades of experience doing that and being on the other side, applying everything I know to really try to increase sales as well as conversion at a brand. So I had a chance to join Zenni, and just to give kind of a caliber, we sell about 30,000 pairs of glasses per day, and most of our sales is in the US. About one out of every 5 pairs sold online is through Zenni in the US.
Well, yeah, so let's get started about talking about the speed, the impact of speed on the search experience and what that means. So starting from a customer perspective, one benefit is pretty obvious. Consumers expect instant gratification when shopping online, so delivering that in a search experience seems vital. How do you think about speed and the search experience when trying to build a great first impression from new customers?
We believe it's really pertinent to get the results back as soon as possible. So I know like Algolia actually blends like the traditional keyword search to vector search. One of the reasons why we partner with Algolia, we love to code at Zenni, but then is that getting it down to 20 millisecond response time is extremely tough technical challenge. On top of it, you have to build the cloud infrastructure to be able to handle peak, and with the uptime challenges, we're really happy to outsource the entire operation, search operation to Algolia.
Yeah. What about conversions later in the funnel and repeat customers? You also saw an increase in average order value of 16%, as well as an increased conversion rate. So how does having the right search experience help there?
It's vital. So when we analyzed, when I first got into Zenni, we analyzed the browse versus search experience. At that point, search was fragmented. We were on Endeca and Sitecore. At that point, we knew we needed a switch because first of all, response time wasn't good, uptime wasn't good, so we were in our own data center at that point, so we made a decision to go with Algolia to go in the cloud as part of our port onto Google Cloud Platform. So part of the selection criteria was definitely a response time, but then throughout the experience, what we want is a tunable relevance engine. And I did a little bit of search back in the days at Alta Vista to date myself. But I know how difficult it is to serve the right products on the top key search results. Like the first 5 or 10 products really is the one that drives most of the conversion. So that algorithmic calculation is not easy. So one of the hardest thing is that eyewear, which is the eyeglasses frame, it's extremely hard to use the exact words and vocabulary to label it. And then also the consumers are not educated on which word to use. So because of the two, that fuzziness of the search became the problem. And this is why we work closely with Algolia on the AI search trying to solve it.
So in addition to the measurements that I already mentioned, like AOV and conversion rates, what metrics do you look at as CTO to determine how well search is performing?
Great. Sorry about not mentioning it. There's actually a slide with all of the details.
Nice.
AOV was key. So like what I said, the first set of results, we experimented heavily to see what the maximum revenue will come back. Yeah. So unit sales is extremely important for Zenni because we pride ourselves in being the largest online. We do it not on revenue, we do it on unit sales sold. So it is really like a strong, you know, balance between like being revenue centric and also make sure like the unit sales doesn't drop as we change our algorithm behind the scene. So we experimented heavily. So as you said, like our AOV gone from $83 to over $90 because we're trying to recommend a heavier, kind of a higher cost item. And we're pleasantly surprised by showing that user experience, giving higher price option along with a low price, and then being able to feature that right, people actually opted for the higher quality items, which was a great learning on our side.
One topic that is definitely top of mind with everybody these days, AI. Definitely wanna, I feel like we have to talk about it when we're doing podcasts these days, but definitely wanna talk about it and talk about the impact of AI on the search experience.
Absolutely.
So Algolia's platform has some pretty powerful AI features, as you well know, including the AI synonyms feature. Can you talk about how you're incorporating AI and how those benefit the end customer?
So we did the V1 of Algolia search. It's definitely nowhere near the numbers that we broadcasted. It's basically out-of-the-box relevance calculation from Algolia. So what we did is that we actually built our own AI engine, looking at the feedback of click-through as well as purchases to compute the relevance. But yet, there's still that long keyword problem, which is 70% of the search, you actually have to have people, the merchandising team, going in and manually create tags for each frame, which is extremely difficult. What we found is not only most people can't tell, like just some little thing like color, like RGB value is very intuitive for engineers, but using the right words and finding the right balance between black and maybe like say jet black, it's really difficult. So what we did is that we actually gone the other way where we built our own visual search. So with an image, we can automatically compute some of the vectors. But then I approached Bernadette with the problem and say, if we had to do it for keywords, that's a lot of code to build.
Right.
And Bernadette said, don't worry, I just made an acquisition. We think like we could actually solve that problem for you. And we were actually glad one of the first customers for Algolia testing that out. So the idea and then maybe the promise is that if we're able to automatically cover 70% of the long tail search, we're gonna raise the conversion, not only like the 34% that we talked about, another 50% boost,
wow,
which is gonna be huge for an e-commerce business like ours.
Yeah, that's great, well, nice. So last topic I wanted to, one more question about AI. Does incorporating AI change anything about the way that you approach content and inventory? You know, what operational steps do you need to consider here, if any?
Yeah, we almost use AI for almost everything. So when I joined Zenni, I brought a group of developers with me. So I started my first month there with 50 developers joining the same time as I did. So we actually inserted a lot of the builder DNA into it. So AI, we use it for forecast, inventory, almost everything you touched on. The thing that we're looking into is that the top of funnel conversion, as well as marrying that with search. So what we found is that most user by default, they go into a browse-based kind of experience. They don't know what they want. They go around trying to click through. So what we're trying to do is using the website, using images to guide them. So, and then the images behind the scene is actually a search, and it goes through a more exact experience. So we're using AI to generate those images. So things like age, like for example, like I'm a little bit older, we could target somebody, an older model, versus somebody who's younger. We're going to target with their age group, with their gender, and then basically using the same frame, because they look like they're within a demographic, the click-through and the curiosity would be higher. And we're trying to push it even all the way up to the display ads and trying to train the algorithm to be more precise, because we got multiple billions of click-throughs each day, each year, and we're trying to use that to basically generate as a data collection mechanism into the feedback.
Nice, nice, that's great. So last topic I wanted to talk about is consolidation and transformation process of switching search providers and approaches. So my understanding is that, you know, and as you discussed a little bit here, you migrated to the Algolia platform from two other systems. Can you talk a little bit about, maybe dive a little deeper on some of the reasons that led you down that path, and you know, what was Zenni or its customers experiencing that led to the realization that improvements would be beneficial?
So one of the things that we looked at was like zero results served, and because it was two system, it was a two-headed monster. Yeah. We're trying to figure out, try to debug it. You actually had to put it into both systems. On top of it, they don't interconnect too well, so you don't have a seamless experience. The other part of it is that the search results were not very easy to tune. Like what I said, is like the top of the fold, the first couple of products are key, and we want to show like right product diversity in that, and it's extremely hard to work with. So the lastly is the uptime and also the response time. We want our search results to be instantaneous. Yeah. So I was really simplistic. So I came to Algolia and say, just make our search fast and we'll figure everything out. But then as being good partners, as I learned there's adaptive features, we learn more and more, and then we're trying to partner more and more. So initially we started just with a response time and uptime, and then looking at a global cloud infrastructure, Algolia by far is the best. And then going into like the vector search, we talked about long tail coverage and make it autonomous for keywords, which is an extremely hard problem for merchants. And then even as a developer-led team like ours, we know like there's a way heavy, like seven-figure investment at least if we want to build on our own. So yeah. We're really lucky to and fortunate to be selected one of the first partners for AI search.
Yeah, that's great. So. What else did you learn as an organization? You know, this change and transformation and everything, there's a lot of moving pieces there. You know, what did you learn in that process?
So at Zenni, I have to credit to my manager and CEO and an owner for Zenni. She really wanted to bet on tech a year and a half ago. So one of the things Zenni did as a brand was it actually shifted from being a marketing-focused company to now like a technology-focused company. So in 2022, we spent over 100 million in ads. Last year, we spent less than 50 million, and we actually got more revenue generated through like really like targeted, like data first, AI, and being all of the things we talked about, targeting users right, search, browse, all of the image experience. And we also triple profit through that process.
Wow.
So
wow.
That alone, it just it's that journey is that I think like a lot of the times what we're seeing is an age where technology is such an essential part of a brand that transformation is right in front of us, where brands who get tech and Archer are tech-led, I believe are the ones who will survive the disruption that's coming as the next phase of the digital transformation.
It's like software is eating the world, right? It's, yeah.
That's right. Exactly it. And then you see the result is that we were able to raise like the conversion for ad spend by like, you know, orders of magnitude, we could actually see like the bottom line just improved by quite a bit.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Well, David, thanks so much for joining. One last question before we wrap up here. You've given a lot of great advice and insights already. Mm-hmm. For those listening that want to try to get some of those similar results to what you've gotten, you know, what's your advice as like next steps for them to take?
So what we did is that we actually gone from a monolith to microservices. So there's a first advice is that look at the Mach 3. One advice I said is that the wrong path is that people immediately look for a composable e-commerce platform. I say not to do that. Wrap your stuff into commerce services and then outsource the stuff that are meaningful, right? So like, for example, does it make sense to build your own search? Like look at a partner like Algolia. We also outsource some of our front end, some of our recommendation. We use Algolia and a mixture of other providers, but we did it in more of a service-oriented architecture, so we can easily A/B test like our own code versus Algolia's or other provider, which one's the best, and then be very data-driven in the results.
That's great. That's great. Great advice. Well, again, I'd like to thank David Ting, Global CTO and General Manager at Zenni Optical, for joining the show. You can learn more about David and Zenni Optical by following the links in the show notes.
Thanks again for listening to The Agile Brand, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkihlstrom.com. That's GregKihlstrom.com. While you're there, check out my series of best-selling Agile Brand Guides, covering a wide variety of marketing technology topics, or you can search for Greg Kihlstrom on Amazon. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.
The Agile Brand.